Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest tonight, Jack Benny. Yours truly, Toby Reed, Mel Blanc, Gail Gordon, Meredith Wilson and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Life is a funny thing. Upon some men it bestows fame, fortune, and success, yet cruelly withholds from them the thing they long for most of all. In the city of Beverly Hills, California, live two such men, Jack Benny and George Burns. Each apparently successful, yet nursing in his heart a secret unfulfilled ambition. What is Jack Benny's ambition? His dream? Listen.
Gee, when is the world going to recognize me for what I really am? A concert violinist.
Mr. Benny, please. The violin lesson is over. Now may I have my money?
Professor LeBlanc, tell me something honestly. What do you think of my playing? Now be frank.
You want the truth?
Yes. Yeah.
First give me the money for the lesson.
Look, I'm tired of being the comedian, the clown, the pagliacci.
Please, Monsieur Benny, I must go. Get the money out.
Sure, it's brought me fame and riches, but when you're not happy, what good is gold? It's turned to lead in my pocket.
Monsieur Benny, please, get the lead out.
If I could only be a concert.
And just a few blocks from this scene of frustration, we find the other man, George Burns. What is his secret ambition? Listen.
Home, 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 down in the garden with honey, oh, mine. I love you so. Love me like a flower, don't.
Gee, Gracie, if only the world would recognize my singing voice.
Well, it does, George. Everyone recognizes your singing voice.
Really?
Well, sure. It's after they recognize it that the trouble starts.
If for some reason my voice just doesn't seem to sell.
Oh, lots of people think it does.
Think it sells?
Oh, sells! Oh, what fools they are. You have a beautiful voice.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. You sound like a nightingale flew down your throat and built a nest there.
I never get a chance.
Yeah, I know, dear. Just like Jack Benny with his violin.
Yeah. Look at that party we went to the other night with Jack. When I started to sing, what happened?
They tried to drown you out.
Yeah.
Only it's worse than it sounds. They tried to drown you out in the swimming pool.
Well, thank goodness Jack started to play about that time. His violin was really a lifesaver.
Oh, yes. When they threw that in the pool, it gave you both something to hang on to.
Why won't people take our music seriously?
Well, George, they won't accept Jack as a violinist because they think of him as a great comedian. And they won't accept you as a singer because they think of you as a great... whatever it is you are.
A pickle salesman.
It's so unfair, George.
Sell rhubarb on the side.
There were you. There were you and Jack.
Care for a little horseradish?
No, George. There were you and Violin Jack loaded with musical talent, and all the crowd wanted to hear were those gypsy entertainers.
Those gypsies were good.
Not one bit better than you. I'll bet if you and Jack had been disguised as gypsies, the crowd would have... George! That's it!
Huh?
Why don't you and Jack disguise yourselves as gypsies and put on a concert?
Now, wait
a minute. Oh, it's a great idea. If people don't know that you're George Burns and Jack Benny, they might like you.
Well, thanks.
Now, Jack could be a gypsy violinist, and you could be a gypsy troubadour.
When a gypsy makes his violin cry.
Oh, you gypsy. When you sing, you not only make the violin cry, you make the whole orchestra bawl.
Maybe you've got something with the gypsy idea.
Oh, sure. Let's go talk to Jack about it.
People go for gypsies because they're romantic vagabonds. They've been roaming the earth for hundreds of years. Do you think Jack and I can put it over?
Absolutely. If I ever saw two men who look like they've been roaming the earth for hundreds of years, it's you and Jack.
Come on, let's go over and talk to Jack.
Well, what do you think of the idea, Jack?
I can't do it, Gracie. When I achieve recognition as a violin player, I'll do it on one thing and one thing alone. Talent.
Huh? Jack, it's a great idea.
I'm sorry, George. I will not deceive my public by disguising myself as a ridiculous gypsy.
Jack, you can make a barrel of money.
Money?
Yeah.
If we're gypsies?
Yeah.
I thought so. Anyway, it's not a cheat, you know. You know, I do have some gypsy blood in my veins.
Oh, really, Jack?
Yeah, of course, I only have a drop or two.
Oh. How much of it is gypsy?
Well, the drop or two is gypsy. I have more. See, my father ran a gypsy tea room back in Waukegan. Sam Benny's Romany Rendezvous and Delicatessen. My mother used to go around at the tables and read the Rye Crisp.
Yes, I remember it.
Yes.
Say, Jack, you and George can be gypsy brothers.
Oh, do we have to be brothers?
Well, brother acts are so popular in the theater. There's the Marx Brothers and the Ritz Brothers and the Mayo Brothers.
The Mayo Brothers are in the theater?
Well, they must be. People always talk about going to the Mayo Brothers for an opening.
Yes, Abe Lasfogle handles their knives.
Oh.
You know, I'm glad you had this idea, Gracie. It sounds exciting, romantic. The Mysterious Gypsy Brothers. The biggest hall in town and give a concert.
Yes, it'll be great, Jack. What if we do have to risk a little money to put into it?
Money?
Yes.
We risk it?
Yes. I was afraid of that.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got an idea. We'll get someone else to put up the money, huh?
Someone else?
Yeah.
You mean we won't risk anything?
Yeah, not a cent.
Oh, we're in again. Yeah.
Now, I've brought you boys home to try on these gypsy costumes. Here, you spread this dark makeup on your faces while I finish curling your hair.
Gracie, is this necessary?
Of course, Jack. All gypsies have curly hair.
Well, okay.
There. Now, Jack, your hair is done. Put it back on.
Gee, it feels good. Still warm.
And now, George, I'll put a few waves in your hair, and then we'll put on the earrings.
Earrings?
Well, certainly all gypsies wear earrings. Now, hold still, Jack.
Hey, Gracie, these look like the gold earrings I gave Mary for Christmas.
They are. She insisted you wear them.
Well, how sweet.
She wants to see how you look with green ears.
Look, these earrings happen to be solid gold. Some appreciation I get. She doesn't even keep them clean. They're all sticky.
Well, Mary says that was on there when you gave them to her. It's from the Cracker Jacks.
Well, I'll be careful to wash off her birthday present before I give it to her.
Now, George, you put these other earrings on and this sash.
Okay.
And, Jack, here are some beads to go around your neck. And now we'll put this scarf around your head. There.
I feel like Carmen Miranda.
Well, you look wonderful. Come in.
Hi, Gracie.
Hello, Bill.
I just dropped by to say hello and... Who are the two old babes?
Oh, fine.
Well, they're gypsies, Bill.
Oh, gypsy fortune tellers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, read my palm, honey.
Look, I'm Jack Benny.
Quit kidding, you're a gypsy fortune teller. Now read my palm.
I tell you, I can't read your palm. I'm Jack Benny.
Come on, honey, read my palm and I'll give you 50 cents.
I see a tall, dark woman. She looks like Davy Marie. Now, hand over the money, Ansem.
Look, Bill, this is really Jack Benny, and I'm George. We're going to give a gypsy concert.
Oh.
With that sad gypsy music. Let's show him, Jack.
Okay.
Are you holding anything back?
No.
Oh, Chicharnia. Oh, Chistrasnia.
Back 15 years.
Bill.
Huh?
Isn't that sad?
Sad. It's miserable.
You know, Gracie, I think it would look flashy if I had some gold rings on my fingers when I play. I've given Mary a couple of beautiful ones. See if you can borrow them.
Oh, that will look flashy. Green fingers to match your ears. I'll be right back.
Bill. Jack and I will be a sensation if we can just get some publicity.
Well, I know a newspaper reporter. I'll send him over for a story.
Oh, thanks, Bill. And we'll give you a pair of complimentary tickets to our concert, right in the front row.
Well, Jack, I'd rather sit in the balcony.
But, Bill, you can bring your girl. You see, if you sit in the front row, she can appreciate my technique.
Well, if we sit in the balcony, she can appreciate mine.
Just send the reporter.
Yeah, so long, gypsies.
Say, Meredith, you'll have everybody hopping and skipping and jumping with those gay polkas of yours.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when you hear a polka, Toby.
I'm afraid I'm strictly the waltz and slow foxtrot type.
All right, then, sit this one out. But lend an ear and see if you can recognize this familiar polka. First, we'll have just the mellow harmony. Now we'll stir in the counter melody for richness.
Well, that sounds plenty lively, Meredith, but you know I'm still stumped.
Oh, don't give up yet, Toby. Listen again while we add a dash of vigorous polka rhythm. And now we'll combine the melody to round out this blend of familiar polka music at its best.
Certainly, it's the bouncy Pennsylvania polka. Yes, friends, and just as our favorite melodies are all created by carefully blending many orchestral parts, so too with the creation of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. The superb, good to the last drop flavor of Maxwell House could never be achieved with just one type of coffee. No, the famous Maxwell House blend combines many varieties of choice Highland-grown Latin American coffees, each chosen for the particular flavor it contributes. With painstaking care and skill, the Maxwell House experts test and select Manizales for mellowness, for vigor they choose other choice coffees, and for fine full body they add Bucaramangas. The final result is the flavor perfection of America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. A blend so completely satisfying, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Friends, why not enjoy the superb flavor, the extra value of Maxwell House coffee yourself? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
How do you do? I'm a reporter from the news. I'd like to get a story about those two gypsies who are going to give a concert.
Oh, wonderful. What would you like to know?
Well, I understand they're brothers.
Yes, both boys.
Nice arrangement. Gypsies are supposed to be mystics. Do these boys have second sight?
Yes, they both wear glasses.
Can you tell me something about their background?
Well, it was very romantic. To begin with, they're gypsy kings because they were born, and when they were born, they each weighed 20 pounds.
You mean?
King size.
I should have spotted that. Now, what are their names?
Their names?
Yes.
What are some gypsy names?
Well, there's Misha and Sasha.
Oh, well, these are Georgia and Jacksha.
Are you sure these boys aren't just plain Americans?
Oh, no, no. They're straight from gypsy land. They're real gyps.
Hey, you're not kidding. So long, lady.
Gee, it feels good to get out of these gypsy costumes. You know, George, if we can just...
Come in.
Howdy, little man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson. Jack, this is Mr. Judson from Texas.
How do you do?
Mr. Judson, this is Jack Benny.
Jack Benny? Why, say, ain't you the world's greatest radio comedian, stage star, and movie actor?
Oh, yes.
Well, it sure is an honor to shake your hand, Mr. Benny. You're a right famous celebrity.
Well, thank you, thank you.
What part of Texas you from? Dallas? Houston?
No, I'm from Waukegan.
Jack, huh? Mr. Judson is an oil millionaire. And he may want to put up some $5,000 to back our concert.
Well, now, I'd be right glad to put up $5,000 if Mr. Benny was from Texas, but... He says he's from Waukegan?
Yes, yeah, Waukegan, Texas.
No, I don't recollect ever hearing of that town.
Waukegan, Texas? Well, you see, they might make it the capital, you know.
You don't say.
Yes, and the next governor will probably be my father, Sam Houston Benny.
Now, is that a fact?
And after he served a term as governor of Texas, he may be elected president of the United States.
Oh, now, I'd sure hate to see him step down to a less important job.
Mr. Judson, I've got a TL for you. The people who run this world don't come from Texas.
Yeah, and look what a mess they got it in.
Well, Mr. Judson, do I get the $5,000?
Well, now, that depends. What are you going to do in the concert, Mr. Benny?
Play the violin. I have my instrument with me, if you'd care to hear a bit of technique.
Oh, I'd admire to. Scrape away. Hold on a minute. You get the money.
Good.
Yeah, on one condition. You got to promise not to tell nobody you're from Texas.
Now, when do I get the $5,000?
Oh, I'd give it to you now, but I ain't got no small bills on me.
Mm. This kid is loaded with oil wells, you know.
Well, boy, have you... Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little lady.
Well, did you hear about the plans for the concert?
Yeah, and I'm going to put $5,000 into it.
My goodness, that much?
Oh, I can afford it, little lady. I made a pile of money from drilling.
Oh, you're a dentist, too.
Oh, I like your sense of humor, man. I'll be seeing you.
Bill, we called you back because our concert is all set and we want you to be master of ceremonies.
Yes, Bill. Where do you think we should give the concert? Hollywood Bowl?
Well, I would definitely give it in the open air.
Well, show us how you'd handle the MC job, will you, Bill?
All right, Jack. How's this? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hollywood Bowl. Tonight you have a real treat in store.
I like that.
That's nice. You are about to receive the thrill of a lifetime.
Good.
Now, in a moment, these curtains will part and the ushers will pass among you with Maxwell House coffee.
Bill.
Rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House. So wonderful. Bill. Satisfying.
Billy boy.
Look. Good to the last drop.
Dimples. Look. That's all you're going to say?
Oh, no. Then I'll say Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
Mm-hmm. Look, Bill, if anything commercial is set at our concert, it'll be LSMFT.
Well, okay, Jack, I'll say it. LSMFT. Let's sample Maxwell's fine taste. Wait a minute. With more than 1,000.
No, that's not what I meant, Bill. Wait a minute.
More people
buy and
enjoy Maxwell House.
Wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute.
Than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Wait a minute! Never mind. I'll get Don Wilson to announce it.
Don Wilson. Okay. No one will come to your concert anyway.
Oh, no. We'll fill Hollywood Bowl.
Well, maybe you're right. Don Wilson practically fills it alone.
Goodbye, comedian.
So long, troubadour.
Well, George, let's line up the concert. Now, I think you should open the show.
No, Jack, you open the show.
No, George, I insist. You open the show. I want them to hear your voice first. See?
Well, thank you.
So you walk out on the stage all alone.
Okay.
And introduce me.
Huh?
And I'll play my first number, then I'll introduce you.
Then I sing.
No, you announce my second number.
Look, how about giving me a crack at the third number?
Thanks, George, but I'll announce my own third number. Don't worry.
Jack, I should be the star of the concert.
Well, Mr. Judson sent over the $5,000. Have you got the concert lined up?
No, Gracie, there seems to be a difference of opinion about who should be the star.
Oh, but you boys are dear friends. George, tell Jack what you think of his violin playing.
Well...
Jack, Tell George what you think of his singing. How dare you think that kind of language in front of a lady?
I apologize.
Me too.
Oh, besides, you're mistaken about George. There's no greater singer in the world than Sugar Throat.
Sugar Throat?
Yeah.
Gracie, a seal makes the same noise and balances a ball on its nose.
You're wrong, Jack. George makes any song completely convincing. When he sings Old Folks at Home, he makes you think of your family.
Far from the old folks at home.
Oh, brother.
Ah, you thought of your family?
Well, I'm going to be the star. After all, if it weren't for me, you couldn't even give this concert.
Why not?
Mr. Judson put up $5,000 because he thinks I stink, not you. That's why not.
Come in. Mr. Benny, please. I followed you all the way over here. May I have the money for my lesson?
I'll pay you if you tell these people that I'm a great artist. Gracie, here's my French violin teacher who'll tell you what a great artist I am.
Bonjour.
That's a lie.
In my opinion, Monsieur Benny is another zimbalist.
Well, then he should give up the violin and play the zimbal.
Gracie, surely the opinion of my French music teacher should settle the argument.
Oh, you think so, huh? Well, you wait right here. Now, have you got everything straight, Meredith?
Yes, Gracie. I am a famous Italian music teacher, and George is my star pupil.
Good. Now, let's go in there and show that Jack Benny up.
Good afternoon, Ola.
Huh?
I want to speak to Jack Ben.
That's probably me. Who are you?
I'm the bigger Italian musica teach, Meredith W. Caruso.
Oh, no.
And I come to tell you that he's a great.
Who's a great?
He's a great.
Who's a he's a?
He's a who's a.
George?
That's him alive. George Burnser. I'm the teach. He's the pupil.
It's a what?
What's the matter? You don't understand the English? I'm the teach. He's the pupil.
Well, part of that I go along with.
Well, thanks for dropping in, Mr. Caruso. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember him. Say, during the war, weren't you the leader of the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought so. You were Major Wilson.
Yeah. I went in 42 as a major and came out in 45 as a second lieutenant.
Well, that's a record to be proud of.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Well, Mr. Ben, just...
Oh, down.
Well, it almost worked.
Look, George, let's stop trying to rook each other. If this silly concert is going to break up our friendship, let's forget it.
Maybe you're right, Jack. We'd probably make down fools of ourselves as gypsies anyway.
Sure. Come on, I'll take you down to the corner and we'll get a cup of coffee.
No, Jack. I'll buy you the coffee.
That's what I meant. So long, baby.
Well, Gracie, I didn't get to sing in Hollywood Bowl, but I'm going to sing next week on Bing Crosby's Philco Show.
Well, now there's a man who really appreciates your voice. Bing would rather listen to you than to any other singer.
He would?
Well, yes, Bing says that if Perry Como, Dick Haynes, and Frank Sinatra sang like you, he'd be completely happy.
Good night, folks.